Hey folks, Dan Freer here with your market update for March 12th, 2024. So on the inflation front, we had some big numbers come in today. This consumer inflation, so we're going to go over that in a second. I think we dodged a huge bullet there. Then on the other side of the equation, we have the federal budget. I'll call it the federal deficit for 2025 just came out. And it's dismal. So without further ado, let's get to it. What you're seeing over here, these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. Okay, these are not my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. What these are is Mortgage News Daily, right up there at the top. They survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. They are, if you're buying your first house, it's going to be your primary home and a single family home. You might say, Dan, that's me. Well, these other two components probably aren't you. So these people have a 780 credit score. And they're putting down 25%. So if that's you, that's probably what your mortgage rates are going to be. If that's not you, I'm going to give you all my information at the end of this video so you can reach out to me. Why? I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Love to help. So without further ado, let's get to our data. So what we do on a daily basis, we go over the economic calendar to see what's in play today and the rest of the week and try to figure out what that's going to do for mortgage rates. So today what I said is we dodged a huge bullet. That comes in the form of the CPI. The CPI means the consumer inflation numbers. Now you have a couple different variations here. What you have is the core CPI month over month. You have the CPI year over year, and then you have just the CPI month over month. So let me make sense of these for you. The core CPI, what they do is they extract out. If you watch my channel all the time, you know they extract out what? Food and energy. Why? Well, I use the analogy last week. I was driving to work. Gas prices were $3.35 on my way to work. On my way home, they were $3.85. 50% jump in the same day. It's nuts. Okay, so they strip out food and energy. Previous reading was 0.4. Economists thought it would go down to 0.3. Well, it actually stayed sticky at 0.4. We have the CPI year over year. This is the Moneyball number. Previous reading was 3.1. Forecast is 3.1. Came in at 3.2. 0.1 uptick. That's not good. CPI month over month, previously reading was 0.3. Forecast said 0.4, came in how the economists thought it would at 0.4. So when I first got these numbers, I'm like, this isn't good news. Then Wall Street, the bond market, really didn't pay that much attention to it. What they did pay attention to is this. Okay, so the Biden administration just came out with the 2025 basically budget, or I'll say deficit, and it's just full of pork. Okay, so I'm not blaming Biden or Democrats, and if it's due to put some blame on it, I'll put it there. Same thing with the Republicans, and once Trump gets the nomination, I'll put it there as well. I call out what I call out. Okay, so what you're seeing right through here is Biden's $7.3 trillion budget for 2025 calls for taxing the rich and corporations, because you got to do that to pay for Social Security and Medicare. Okay, the problem I have with that is as I get older, I start to see patterns to things. Okay, what's the pattern to a lot of things? Well, they always come out and say, we're going to tax you, we're going to do this, here's how we're going to solve it. We're going to keep spending money like we're drunken sailors, but we're going to keep spending like we do, because we can't cut that off, because nobody's going to like our party. Well, let's just look at the headlines right through here. Since he took office in 2021, Biden and congressional Democrats have repeatedly proposed increasing taxes on the very wealthy to raise revenue. But the idea was made very little headways, even when Democrats controlled both House and Congress. So great talking points, but they never end up doing anything. So why is this affecting the markets, especially interest rates? It's right here. Okay, this is our national deficit. Okay, when you don't have enough money to pay for stuff, well, you and I use credit cards and we take out loans and things like that. What does the government do? Well, they issue bonds. Okay, why is that bad in today's market? This is one of the reasons why it's really hard to predict interest rates right now, because of government spending. Okay, why is that? Well, right through here. What happens when the government spends? Real interest rates go up. Okay, because what happens is the government's short of money, they have to issue bonds. What happens when you have way too much of something in the economy? I don't care what it is. If you have way too much money, you're going to have inflation. If you have way too much, housing that we saw in 2008 to 2010, way too many homes on the market, house prices crash. Okay, so what happens in this kind of market? Well, the bond market crashes. What happens when prices of the bonds go down? rates go up. So let me explain this to you how it works. When the government issues debt, it's right through here. It's called treasury bonds and all kinds of different treasuries. Okay. What happens is when the government doesn't have enough money, they're issuing treasuries. When corporations don't have enough money, they're issuing corporate bonds. When municipalities don't have enough money, they issue municipal bonds. How mortgage companies bring in money is mortgage bonds. Okay. This is the MBS right through here. So what the MBS is, let me explain this, how this works. MBS, this is what I follow to figure out what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates, okay? If this number, like you're seeing right through here, if the number goes down, the prices go down, like we saw when, like I said, when house prices crashed because you have way too many of this stuff. If you have way too many of something, the price is going to go down. What happens to yields? What happens to interest rates? When the price of a bond goes down, rates go up. That's what's happening right now. This is taking precedence over everything, is the national debt, okay? So this is what we're seeing right now, all right? So what this means is, well, mortgage rates are going to uptick probably about 5 ticks. So we add 5 ticks to over here, so we're going to be probably at 6.93 by the end of the day. That's how it's working. So the economic news for the rest of the week is this. Tomorrow's nothing. We have a huge day on Thursday. So we have retail sales coming in, seeing how many people are continuing to spend. Initial jobless claims. This is the jobs market that the Federal Reserve is monitoring. Then you have PPI, which is the producer inflation numbers. That's showing you how much costs are rising on the producer side. Why is that concern? Well, if producer prices go up, what's the producers going to do? They're going to increase their prices. Okay, that's what they're going to do, aka inflation. So the more, you know, this happens, the more prices of everything are going to just continue to go up and up and up. So not huge, not great news for today, guys, but it could have been a heck of a lot worse. So who am I? What do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'm here to help you guys. Okay. So if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I've locked in, I see your mortgage rates every day and I locked in with a lender that has a much higher rate. What can I do? I'm stuck. I called them and there's nothing they can do. Reach out to us. Okay. Here's who I am and what I do. I work at a federal bank. Okay. It's called Allied First Bank. It's in Chicago. All right. The only thing that really helps us with is that means I'm federally licensed. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. However, we have a unique thing here. We're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokerages. Okay. We're set up with 73 of the country's largest mortgage companies. What does that mean to you guys? Well, instead of, you know, when you're out there trying to find that mortgage, the right mortgage for you, you're going to call every bank. You're like, I got to get all these quotes and do all this other stuff. No. Our system, what it allows you to do is one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan up to 73 different lenders to see, can we get you a better rate or better and better fees than anybody else out there in the markets? So that's what our goal is. So if you're currently locked in with a lender, we created a tab right up through there. It says loan estimate. Upload your loan estimate in there. Let me review it. I'm going to reply back with a video, actually a true video, comparing the loan quote you got to what we can get you. That's number one, if you're locked in. If you're not locked in, you're kicking the tires. You're like, hey, Dan, I'd like to buy my first house. I'm like, maybe we have a lot of people buying their second homes, investment properties. Believe it or not, we are. You're looking for maybe a reverse mortgage, things like that. We'd love to help you. Okay, how do you reach us? Well, go to theRateUpdate.com. There's three ways. One, the Apply Now button. It's probably the most simple way that you can do this. Just put in your application within 24 hours. We're going to call you and go over your scenario, answer any questions that you have, and help you out. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, can I call in or can I email somebody? Yeah. Just scroll down to the bottom of our website and you're going to see this right here. There's our 800 number, 844-775-LOAN. Or you can reach me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. So that's it for today, guys. Sorry it was a little bit long, but I hope you learned something today. If you did, please don't forget to subscribe down below. Love to have you as a subscriber. Don't forget we will be live tomorrow at 2:30 Central Time to answer all your home buying questions. God bless, guys, and thanks so much for watching. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.